Hey, 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 movers and shakers. Welcome back to a beautiful morning. The cars are out, if you can hear them. The sun is shining, and I've had one cup of coffee. Okay, no, I lie. I've had two cups of coffee, but I am ready for my third. I'm ready and willing for my third. Oh, bring on the coffee. You're listening to Coffee Is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa, and yes, that is a self-declaration of my love to caffeine. Coffee is my boyfriend. I just love him. I just want to marry him. Like someone married the Eiffel Tower. I'm sure I can marry coffee. Like it makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? However, there are a lot of beans out there and I've got to try all the different ones. So why limit myself to one bean? You know what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down? Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So why limit myself? All the coffee, all the caffeine, all the time. I worry if I ever get into like a serious accident and they take me to hospital and they're like, oh, we need to give this lady a blood infusion. Infusion. That thing. And I'll be like, there's no blood type like hers. We need to pump this blood with caffeine. Back to the reality of the situation. Welcome back. If you are listening to my podcast, hopefully you've listened to some other episodes. If not, go back through. I'm a hoot. Yay. I'm having an amazing day. I did have an interesting conversation with one of my flatmates last night, and I wanted to kind of express to you my concern. I guess it's a concern. I was chatting with my flatmate. He's fairly new into the house and getting to know each other, which is cool. Got on the topic of, as you usually do, love, relationships, what we think of divorce and what we think about people in relationships these days. He's currently single himself. And it got onto the topic of me and my background. And I said, well, you know, I've been single now for 7 years. And he's like, what? I said, yeah, look, I haven't been in a serious relationship for 7 years now. And he's like, how is that even possible? I was like, oh, thank you. And I said, well, interesting. It's only taken me probably the last couple of years to realize that my career has kind of taken priority over all of those things. And if I find that I start dating someone and they take that priority over my career, I don't like it. So it's not the balance that I'm after. I want someone who I could add into my life and not take that focus away. So I tend to kind of let it go. But that's just me. And that's, look, guys, we all have issues. That's one that I'm working on. But honestly, like, my career is my number one focus. It's something that makes me happy. I know that if I didn't have it in my life and I didn't have that focus, like, people come and go is the way that I kind of see it. So I don't know if someone's going to come into my life that will add that balance. I don't know if they will ever, like, I don't know if that's going to happen. So at the end of the day, I'm going to be happy with me. And this is one of my core values and my key purposes in life with my career and what I believe in. I can't let that go in order for me just to wait for someone, to wait for my prince. And there's this real stigma on women and waiting for their prince. It's a bizarre thing, and I've noticed it more and more since I've had conversations with people. It's like this expectation that women, yes, you can have your career, yes, you can do this, you know, this, that, and the other thing. You can be a boss lady if you want. However, you've still got to wait for your prince or your, you know, relationship, your romantic fairy tale dream. And it's starting to really shit me. It's really shitting me because we all know that humans aren't perfect. So the idea of this perfect relationship that has been forced down our throats from day one with fairy tales and what have you. And I'm not going to say that stopping fairy tales is the answer. No, no, no. It's important to imagine and dream. But it's just ridiculous that we have this concept of a perfect relationship. It's ridiculous. Oh, look, guys, even the airplanes are up. It's great. Where was I? Oh, yeah, caffeine. So I started chatting away with my flatmate, and he said, oh, well, you know, 7 years, you haven't been in a serious relationship. You know, you better get a move on. And I'm like, what? He goes, you know, like, you're getting older. girls get older, it's hard for you guys to have kids. Excuse me. He's like, yeah, you know, like, it's something that you should be thinking about. And I went, whoa, 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 whoa. First of all, I haven't expressed to you if I wanted kids or not. So you've made that assumption. Second of all, I don't want to be having kids with the wrong person just because I'm running out of time or I better get a move on. Oh, quick, I'll grab the closest thing there. No, that's what you do when you're like, the shop's about to shut and you're running in to grab like a few quick things and you just grab the closest one there and then you get home and you're like, fuck, that was a mistake. But whatever. Like, I don't want to do that to a child. That makes no sense in my mind. Plus, I have a very amazing resource, which is my parents, and they've been together forever. And they're still together now. And they're incredible in the way that they've brought us up. So we have a really high value of what a relationship is. My brother and sister look up to them and how we want our relationships to be. I don't want anything less than that. Why would I want anything less than that? If that means that I sacrifice a bit of time. And I'm not sacrificing time. This is the other thing. I'm not sacrificing my time to wait for a guy. I'm using my time. I'm building my career. It's a big point for me. It's a big focus. If I had to move away from that career for a guy or a family and I wasn't ready for that, I would be so resentful. It would be terrible, terrible. So anyway, I had to kind of school my flatmate a bit and just be like, okay, well, here's the thing. I don't even know if I can have kids. Don't know that yet. Haven't tested the waters. Don't really want to find out right now. I have endometriosis, so it's a, you know, it's a thing that might not be able to happen for me. I don't know. The likelihood of me, you know, having miscarriages is a bit higher. There is some history in my family. Like, it's all sorts of stuff. So it becomes this thing that I've kind of gone through, and it's like, well, at the end of the day, I have met some women that what they want in life is a family, and they want kids, and they, you know, will do anything head over heels to have a family, and I appreciate them and I think they're incredible. But for myself personally, I've kind of gone through a space where I've realized that, hey, if it happens, awesome. If it doesn't, awesome. Like, I'm not going to be depressed or upset about something that happens, you know, due to the universe, due to fate or not fate, or, you know, whatever it might be. If I wanted a boyfriend, ladies and gentlemen, if I wanted a standard, run-of-the-mill, average person to be my boyfriend, I don't think that would be difficult for me to find. But I don't want that. I want a kick-ass bloke. Like, kick-ass. I want him to kick-ass too. But, kick-ass bloke who has values, who has integrity, who has his, you know, dreams that he wants to, you know, go for and reach. And he's not waiting around for his queen either. Like, I don't want that. I want someone who's a go-getter, who's a fighter, who will constantly be moving forward and pushing themselves. If I have to wait for that, then I'm going to wait. If it means that kids or no kids are a thing, then that's cool. Whatever. I personally don't know if I can physically have them, so that's another thing. And the next part of that is that there are plenty of kids out there that potentially need my help. And I've already discussed this with my mum, if I got to a point where I might adopt. And it's something that I truly think seriously about. I honestly have got to a point where adoption is more and more of a gravitational force towards, like, pull towards me, than it is to have my own children. So it's a difficult space to kind of live in when you're at this age in your female lifespan. And I don't. It's regardless of sexuality. Like, it's actually regardless of that. If you identify as a female, I think you get this judgment put on you because you are a life source. You know what I mean? You're something that is very unique and very special in the way that you can reproduce humans. But we do get judgment placed on that, which is unfortunate because I believe we have so much more to give as well. But anywho, I just thought it was a really interesting topic of conversation. And I felt quite pressured by the situation. And I walked away going, oh, maybe I am running out of time. And that thought lasted for about 2 minutes. And I went, nah. If I really wanted a baby, I could get one like Friday night after a few drinks. You know what I'm saying? You pick it up when I'm putting down. Be wary of that, I think. Be conscious of that. And fuck, just don't listen to people. Like, I feel like people have good intentions when they have these kind of conversations with you, but their good intentions are only based on their beliefs. And maybe they haven't seen beyond that, and that's fine. But gosh, there is more than you as a female. If you identify as a female, there is more to you than a baby-making machine. There is way, way, way more than you than a baby-making machine. I think we need to remember that. Like, females are human above everything else. Before they become baby makers, before they're nurturers, before they're mothers. Like, they're human. We're individuals and we have identity. There's my rant and rave for today. It kind of got me off on a... No, it's all right. It's a good day. It's a great day. I'm glad I could express that. You probably learned a little bit more about me than maybe you didn't know. Anywho. At the end of the day, guys, just honestly do your research, value yourself, and find what you want to achieve out of life, and just stick to your guns. Stick to your guns, because people will try and persuade you. They will try and push you other directions. They will try and knock you down, beat you up, and they'll try and take you along their journey because they want more people to support them. So don't not support people, but understand that it's just an opinion. And it's just a viewpoint, and it doesn't have to be yours. That's it from me. I think that's going to sum it up really nicely today. I need to do my recycling. I'm at Return and Earn right now, for those of you who know what that is. I'm so excited. I love doing my recycling. It's, like, so much fun. You just put it in the little, like, hole, and it goes in, and it goes, whoop, you've recycled. It's like, what? What? I do my part from the environment. Cool. I'm going to do that and then go do some coffee. Do some coffee? Hello, sexy. Do some coffee. I'll let coffee do me. Oh, what? All right, guys, I'm out. Have a great day. Bye.